Take your Bibles, please, and turn to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. I'm going to read the passage in its entirety. I'm sure that this passage of Scripture is read over thousands of pulpits on this day. Don't always go to this passage on Mother's Day, but today I felt that we should go there. Proverbs chapter 31, and I'm going to read the verse, the chapter in its entirety, but in honor of the Word of God here together, let's all stand together as I read the whole passage, and you just follow along silently there in your own Bibles, if you would, please, and we're going to read the entire chapter of Proverbs 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what? The son of my womb, and what? The son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It's not for kings, O Lemuel, it's not for kings to drink wine, or for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that's ready to perish, and wine to those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And let's all read verse 31 together. Ready? Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let all works praise her in the gates. This morning I want to speak on a woman of strength. Let's bow for prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. Lord, thank you for these dear folks. Thank you for our moms and all that you've given us in and through them. I pray that you'd bless our service now, minister to our hearts, set aside these few moments in our hearts for all eternity, that if there's someone here that's not saved, they'll come to trust Christ, and every Christian will be strengthened and renewed in the inner man. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We've been speaking about being found faithful, though I'm not going to use that expression in this message. The principles here certainly result in one being found faithful. Verse 10 asks the question. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? The idea of virtuous woman is a woman of strength, a woman of strength. And you know, the world view of a woman of strength is they're proud and independent, authoritative perhaps, self-sufficient, needing no one. But that's not really the idea of a woman of strength that the Bible presents. The Bible uses the word virtuous. Virtuous. Who can find a virtuous woman? What's it mean to be virtuous? The English word here, the English word itself means first to be characterized by virtue or being morally pure or chaste. That's the primary meaning of the English word. The secondary meaning of the English word is to be potent, efficacious, capable of producing an intended effect. Although when we read the word virtuous here, we tend to think solely of the morally pure character, which is often the expression of the word, the quality of being chaste. The word translated virtuous here from the Old Testament does not have that as a primary implication. The second English dictionary definition of virtue applies here, as seen in the following verses. And now, my daughter, fear not. I'll do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Proverbs 31:10 that we read, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The word translated virtuous in each one of those verses and in verse 10 means strength, force, efficiency, even wealth. The word is used mostly as a military term. The most times it's translated army. As a military term, translated army or host, as a strong, mighty, efficient force, a force that produces an intended effect, efficacious. The secondary English meaning here is certainly worthy to be applied. Who can find a virtuous woman? A potent, efficacious, strong woman capable of producing an intended effect. Let's think about those basic words, strong. The word virtuous means that one is strong. Certainly implies physically, but mentally, morally as well. She's efficient. She can get things done. Most moms can work circles around everybody else, right? And they do it several things at one time. Feed the baby, cook the food, do the laundry, wash the dishes, and, of course, straighten the husband out. Efficient. Like an army. Listen to this. 56 times it's translated army. The word we have for virtuous here. 56 times. 37 times valor, applying to a man of valor, a military man. 29 times a host, speaking of a military group. 14 times forces. 13 times valiant, again, thinking of a military person. 12 times strength. 11 times riches, 10 times wealth, 9 times power, 8 times substance, 6 times might, 5 times strong, and then a few times virtuous. Who can find a virtuous woman, a strong woman, like an army? I'd like to put it, an army of one. Virtuous tends to describe a woman, meaning efficient, valiant, therefore valuable. Who can find this woman? She's far more valuable than rubies. She can produce the intended effect upon a child. In other words, a virtuous woman is a strong woman capable of doing what she needs to do in the lives given to her stewardship. We've talked about faithful with our stewardship. No doubt, in order to have a spiritually positive and effective impact, one must be morally pure or chaste, but that's not the primary thought of the word used here. A virtuous woman is a strong, capable woman whose light has an influence on those under her care. I want to think for a few moments about some of those virtuous strengths that are there implied in this passage of Scripture. First of all, there's the strength, the virtue of personal character. Personal character. Proverbs 31, verse 13, there in your Bible, says, "She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands." See, the strong woman has the character of being a willing, hard worker, doing what needs to be done to meet the needs of the family. She has the character of showing initiative and being industrious. Verse 16 says she considers a field. Hopefully she talks to her husband first. And buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. But she's industrious with that personal character, having initiative to do something to benefit the family as a whole. In verse 17, if you notice, it says, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arm. Verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She's virtuous. She's strong. Her physical strength is obvious and increases because of her consistent character showing that great work ethic. I remember as a young boy, you know, boys begin about 11 or 12 thinking about muscles, right? Well, we get the little boys to show us their muscles and it's their elbow, right, when they're young. And basically that's what mine is still today. That's it. But, I can remember as a little boy looking up at my mom working and thinking, wow, she had big muscles, you know. She was strong, and I didn't want to cross her. But physical strength is obvious and increases. Her personal character is demonstrated in the ability to go on through the changing of the seasons. It's interesting in verse 21, if you'd notice that, it says she's not afraid of the snow for her household. She'd be a good Michigander, right? For all her household are clothed with scarlet. Her character demonstrated in the ability to go on no matter what the season. I've prepared. I've prepared for my children in the wintertime. We're good to go. That's personal character. In a broader sense of that, I've seen women of strength to be able to weather the very difficult seasons of life. I jotted down a few, just a couple here. Remember Mrs. Wester, and I went back to my early stages of the pastorate here. Fred and Agnes Westners were really foundational pillars in the beginning days of Berrien County Baptist Church. And I was a younger pastor. I think I was 31 when I came here. And her husband died in the 80s just after I had been here not too long. And was just learning by observation how different people handled situations like that. And I can remember Mrs. Westner, I wish you many would have known her. She was just the epitome of feminine class and spiritual strength. She really was. And I remember when her husband died and she just locked in step and went forward with a tear in her eye and just went on serving the Lord like she always had in the absence of her husband, Fred. That stuck with me. That was strength of a woman, virtuous. Mrs. Jenkins, whom most of us know, unable to come out, just recently had a stroke, is improving, homebound right now. But I remember it was shortly after I came here that Mrs. Jenkins' husband died of cancer, and she got to lead him to the Lord shortly before he passed away. He was an interesting gentleman, but he came to know the Lord. But I remember when he passed away, just watching Fran faithfully continue to serve the Lord, and always has been instrumental in pointing others to the Savior, trying to get them in church. That's the strength of a woman, virtuous. I think about my wife's mom, when Gail's dad passed away, and watching Neva just go on with a broken heart, but strength of character, knowing that she just needed to keep on, and she kept on serving the Lord in her late 80s and then 90s, teaching Sunday school class. That's the strength of a woman, a virtuous woman. The fall after my dad had passed away in 2012, my mom, after that, in that fall, that following fall, she decided that she wanted to go on down to her trailer, their trailer, that they had been to 12 years in a row, down in Florida. They always went there in their retirement, and she decided, I'm going to go. Nobody wanted to force that on her to go by herself, but she wanted to go, so Gail and I drove her down there. And I was just, to watch my mom exert the strength of a woman to go back to that trailer with dad gone was amazing to me. I didn't want to leave her there. Interesting thing, when we got there, there was a note on the refrigerator from my dad to my mom that he evidently had left when they left in the spring to go north, not knowing he was going to go to heaven, wouldn't be back there. There was a note for my mom there. How sweet that was. But watching her leaving her there at the trailer as Gail and I prepared to fly back home here that time, it was just amazing in my mind as I thought, wow, what strength to stay there by yourself in Florida and dad's gone. Personal character. Then there's the strength of moral character that comes into play with the aspect of virtue. A strong woman is strong morally. That's contrary to the popular opinion of the world. The world says a strong woman can be whatever she wants morally. But the biblical perspective of a strong woman is that she's strong morally. This seems to be the major understanding in general of people of the word virtuous, but it's only a part of the woman's strength, yet a very, very important part, I think you'd agree. In this Proverbs, we see a glimpse of her strength morally in the instruction that she gave to her son, perhaps, as I think, it was from Bathsheba to Solomon. I think Lemuel was a phrase that was used to refer to Solomon, and I think this proverb is about Bathsheba, or reflection of her, and what she said to Solomon, and perhaps what she had instructed about a woman, or he saw in her, inspired of God to pen. But if you would, notice verse 1, moral character shown in the instruction given, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his what? Mother taught him. What, my son, what, the son of my womb, what, the son of my vows, give not thy strength unto women, or thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It's not for kings, O Lemuel, it's not for kings to drink wine or princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. She warned here from a moral perspective of things that could take a person away from a moral pathway. Immorality, intoxication. It shows the moral strength of a woman. A strong woman has strong moral convictions that she both lives and leads others to follow. Someone might ask, if this was Bathsheba, what right does she have to speak about morality? And how can I say she had strong moral character? Well, my answer, if a sin in the past negates one's ability to warn against sin, or if a past failure restricts one from correcting his or her behavior, not one of us could teach anyone else. This woman in Proverbs 31 was morally strong, not letting past failure keep her from being and becoming virtuous, and encouraging her son to live a virtuous life, strong in personal character, strong in moral character. You may have been weak here this morning. You may have been weak at one time, but you can be a strong, virtuous woman now by the grace of God. Amen? And then I think of the strength of family commitment found in this woman described in Proverbs 31. In verse 10, it asks the question, who can find a virtuous woman, strong woman, an army woman? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She'll do him good and not evil all the days of life. There's a family commitment. A virtuous woman is strong in family commitment first to her husband. To her husband. He can trust her completely to support him with strong, loyal commitment. In the Garden of Eden, God made Adam and then made Eve to be in help, meet, fit, adequate, just what he needed to help him. And in the role of a strong woman, she sees the role toward her husband as being one of a supportive role to help him fulfill the will of God for his life. Certainly that's contrary to the world's perspective in many ways, but we're talking about a virtuous woman in the Bible. A husband can safely and completely trust her to support him with strong, loyal commitment. In verse 23, if you notice in that passage, it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. This demonstrates her family commitment toward her husband, being strong in commitment to him in such a way that she is supportive to his leadership among others. It takes a tremendous amount of character to support someone else, and oftentimes women might be the stronger mentally, but yet they support their husband in their role when they're a strong, a virtuous woman. Strong in family commitment to her husband, secondly, to her children. To her children. She sacrifices for them. Every person here, when you really look back, can remember seeing your mom in some way sacrifice for you. Young people, I want you to stop and think about things at times and watch your mom, and you'll find she waits for you to see that your needs are met, and then she'll take care of hers. Sacrificial. Whether it comes to sleep at night or food at the table, she sacrifices for you. Children are secure in knowing that their strong woman in their lives has their needs covered. If you would notice in verse 27, it says, she, the strong woman, looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. And it's not written there, but I think you can see she watcheth not soap operas all day long. I'm sure that's hidden there in the language. In verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. A strong woman sacrifices for her children to make sure their needs are met first. I remember as a kid watching my mom darn socks. We did not have a lot. There were seven of us kids living on a pastor's salary in a small country church. When we got holes in our heels, the heels of our socks or the toes of our socks, we didn't get new socks. We got darned socks. When Gail and I got married, Gail's mom taught her how to darn socks because that is what my mom did. So after we got married, Gail darned a pair of socks I got a hole in, and I told her, I hate darned socks. They're never comfortable. We'll just buy a new pair, and she was happy about that too. To this day, if I get a hole in my socks, they're in the garbage. But the point, a strong woman is committed to meeting the needs of her family, doing whatever it takes. And then she's strong in her outside compassion. Her outside compassion, a strong woman has compassion on others too. She's not self-absorbed or self-centered. Notice, if you would, in verse 20, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Strength here shown by the compassion she shows for others. The world's idea of strength is meet your needs, make yourself happy, and you're strong. The biblical perspective of virtuousness, of being strong, is to see to it that you reach out to meet the needs of others. Strength is shown by the compassion that she showed here for others. Her life example is a strong lesson to her children as well. In thinking of others, she wrote, or she instructed in verse 9 to King Lemuel, I think Solomon, her son, open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Thinking of others, I think all of us could think of our mom not only feeding us, but if we had a friend, she fed him too, right? Or friends, she fed them too. My wife related to me a few days ago, or maybe weeks ago, they all run together now, but of a time once that Luke brought some guys from the basketball team home after practice or something to the house to eat. And she had no idea she was coming. She just thought about how she'd whip up something like she does all the time. But anyway, how she'd whip up something to feed them all. And I thought, you know what? That's what a strong woman does. It's not, hey, I can't go to McDonald's. I can. I'll go to the freezer. Right? I'll find something. In Proverbs 31:25, the Bible says, we read it, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. It's not what she says, it's what they see on her that makes the difference. Strength and honor are her clothing. And in verse 26, it says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. This outside compassion, being careful what they say, thinking of others. And then there's the aspect of strength, that of spiritual devotion. Virtuous strength, spiritual devotion. A virtuous woman is also strong in her devotion to the Lord. Proverbs 31 and verse 30, would you read this verse with me out loud, please? Proverbs 31:30, ready? Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Her strength is not in showing favor to manipulate people deceitfully. Favor is deceitful. Her strength is not in showing favor to manipulate in a deceitful way. Her strength is not in displaying her beauty to impress people, seeking to influence them by her beauty. She's strong instead in spiritual devotion to the Lord. She has spiritual conviction, walking in the fear of the Lord, in that
is what causes her to have an effect on the heart and soul of those she's leading. She's strong in other areas because she's living out of conscience to the Lord. Strong in personal character because she fears the Lord. Strong in moral character because she fears the Lord. Strong with compassion for others because she fears the Lord. Strong in her commitment to her family because she fears the Lord. She's strong in her spiritual devotion. That makes her strength God-made, not man-made. She's not strong because she says, I'm a strong woman. She's strong because she yields her soul and life to the Lord out of fear and reverence to Him. Living out of conscience to God. What she does for others, for her children, for her husband. What she does out of character, morally and personally, is out of a reverence, a fear, an awe of God Himself. This is why Proverbs 31:28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. What they see that stemmed out of a fear of the Lord is what made her strong. A virtuous woman, a woman of strength. Her spiritual devotion, her outside compassion, her family commitment, her moral character, her personal character are elements of life that show she's virtuous. She's strong. Well, what's the source of strength? What is her source? Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We honor moms. We honor mothers. The Bible does. But God gets the glory. Because the strength, the ability to be virtuous, comes from the Lord Himself. And that applies across the realm of all humanity. All of us should be virtuous, strong in the Lord, doing what the Lord wants us to do day by day, having an impact on that stewardship that God has given to us. Every mother can be virtuous. Sometimes people say, well, I just don't have that. I'm just not that way. Nobody is without the strength of the Lord. Every mother can be virtuous and strong if she makes the Lord her strength. A woman of strength. That's what we see in the Bible. A woman of strength. Virtuous. Most of us can see these things in our moms. And the ultimate person to which that strength is pointing is the Lord. I remember as an unsaved person, 19 years of age, considering my need for the Savior, having a head knowledge but not born again, able to quote Scripture but not born again, having seen what I as a young person would have considered hypocrisy in the pews growing up. But there was a picture that came to my mind. And it was a picture of two people. It was a picture of my dad and my mom. Focusing on my mom, I saw in her the strength that's described here. I couldn't have written it all down, what it was I saw. This is what it was. And I saw in my mind a mom that sincerely had a fear of God, that sincerely loved the Lord, that believed that Christ was the Savior. She was genuine. And that's what helped me to say, you know what, Lord? I need you as my Savior. I'm coming to you. Maybe you're here this morning and thoughts of your mom point you to the need for you to have a Savior. I can't imagine any mom not wanting someone to be saved. I can guarantee the ultimate goal of every mother, saved or lost, would be that her child go to heaven. Perhaps you're here this morning and you don't know in your heart if you would go to heaven. Well, Mom would want you to know. Mom would want you to know that. She'd want you to know that Jesus Christ loved you and lived for you a perfect life in your place. She'd want you to know that Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and paid for your sins so that you could be saved. She'd want you to know that Jesus Christ, having paid for your sins, was buried and rose again so that you could be justified. She'd want you to know that you need to come to Christ personally and call upon Him to save you. For the Scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. As we've talked about moms today, and I know my heart is always touched, perhaps you're here and you don't know for sure you're on your way to heaven. Mom would want you to know. The greatest way to honor your mom would be to make sure that your soul is headed to heaven for all eternity. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I wish I could pull you aside personally and just say, you need to do it for Mom's sake. But more than that, for Jesus' sake. He paid for you. If you're here today and you don't know 100% sure if you died today you'd go to heaven, you need to make sure. Today's the accepted time. Today's the day of salvation. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, any mom's son, any mom's daughter, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him. Do you know the Lord is your Savior? The best way you could ever honor mom is to accept Jesus Christ today. Moms, you can be the strong woman that the Bible describes by the strength of the Lord. Everyone here, thank God for that strong woman in your life, or those strong women in your life, your wife, your mom. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day that we could take a little time and honor those special people in our lives. We see how important it was to you and that you devoted the last chapter of the Book of Wisdom to the virtuous woman. We see how important it was to honor moms because Jesus on the cross said, behold thy mother. And Lord, we've beheld today some qualities that make a strong woman. And Lord, I pray that you'd stir our hearts to have a greater sense of appreciation and value in our hearts. But Lord, also challenge us to be the strong people spiritually that we ought to be, moms and dads and young people alike. And then, Father, you know every person here and the needs that we have. Heavenly Father, if there's anybody here today that doesn't know you as their personal Savior, I pray the Holy Spirit would just touch and tug at their heart. May they sense you knocking at the door of their heart today. And Lord, may they be encouraged to open that door, admitting they're a sinner, asking you to come in and wash away their sins, give them eternal life, believing that you died and rose again for them. Challenge our hearts today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand together, please?
Brother Jeff's going to lead us in a song this morning. Have you any room for Jesus? Perhaps you're here today, you don't know the Lord as your Savior. Forget about anybody else. when we sing, you come down to the front and grab my hand and say, Pastor, I want to make sure that I'm going to heaven. Moms, why don't you just make a private prayer there. Come down to the front pew or the front steps here and just say, God, give me that strength to be the virtuous woman that you want me to be. Nobody's going to ask why you're praying or what you're praying. But I think every woman ought to say, Lord, renew that sense of strength. I look to you. I lean on you. Without you, I can do nothing. Make this day a day of renewal for all of us. As we sing, Let Go and Let God. Father, bless this invitation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Jeff.
Number 331.